you look over to the left and you see offensive coordinator Norv Turner chatting with head coach Mike Zimmer. Now, you have three Super Bowl rings between those two. If you were down there, we would have four. You with the Rams, Zimmer with the Cowboys, Norv a couple with the Cowboys. As the business boss for this team, do you ever separate yourself from the business side of it and then, like, look out there and go, wow, Mike Zimmer is the head coach and leads the defense, and Norv Turner leads the offense? It's totally cool.
Right, absolutely. I mean, regardless of the position that you have in an organization, you have to realize that we're here because of football. And when you're around just incredible, not only people, but incredible coaches like Coach Zimmer and Coach Turner, you know, it's amazing. And I've been fortunate to work with some great coaches during my career. And even from a business perspective, it always makes our job a little bit easier when you have not only talented coaches, but you also have talented players. So I love talented coaches, because being around those talented coaches, the Dick Vermeils and the Jim Hannifins and the Mike Whites and the Al Saunders and Mike Martzes, gave me an opportunity to enjoy the pinnacle of pro football, and that is to touch a Lombardi trophy and take home a Super Bowl ring.
Off purple and gold topic for just a second, you were part of that Golden Gophers athletic director hiring search team. They settled in on Mark Coyle. End of the equation. What did you think of that?
I mean, I think it was an absolutely incredible hire. I mean, one thing you find out in sports, especially in college sports, that game has changed. I mean, I think back 25 years ago, 30 years ago, when I was a student athlete, it was different. I mean, truly, you didn't have the issues that you deal with now. These jobs now are truly CEO-level jobs. And the people that you need in those positions need to have a great understanding about the issues that student-athletes face, about the complications that you have to deal with from an academic standpoint, about issues with coaches and players, and about creating an environment, a holistic environment, that helps these young people never forget what they're called, student-athletes. And so many institutions have basically created the new word athlete, student, or just athlete. And one thing I admire about President Kaler, the Board of Trustees at the University of Minnesota, and the decision to hire Mark Coyle was to basically say, we're going to restore this athletic department as to where it should be, and we're going to make sure we put the students first. They happen to be athletes, but create an environment where they truly are student athletes. And he's a talented leader. He's won at every place. I mean, he had a chance to be at Kentucky. He had a chance to go do a great job at Boise State. He did a great job at Syracuse. And I'm just so happy to have him back home, you know, in Minnesota, because at heart he truly is a Golden Gopher.
And it's an honor to be asked or requested, yeah, to be part of that hiring search team. You know, your chief operating officer here, you and your wife, really in second and on fashion, are unbelievably charitable. So you have a lot on your proverbial plate, but you're also a father. And your son, Powers, I believe, is going to be a senior at Minnetonka High School.
He'll be a senior, yes.
And he plays football.
He plays football.
He's a tight end. How's he coming along?
He's doing well. I mean, it's been, and I was just thinking the other day, although at times very stressful, because he actually played on a 7-on-7 all-star team out of L.A. this year.
Yeah.
And so we got a chance to travel to Los Angeles, and then he's now on the camp circuit. So we were actually in Pittsburgh over the weekend. And so I just really relish the opportunity to get on a plane with your son, fly out to Pittsburgh. He practiced at the University of Pittsburgh facility. He attended their camp this weekend and did incredibly well. 2 weeks earlier, he was at the Nike Open in Oakland. And so I look back, and so I'm making sure I'm taking all these notes down in a journal and just to document it, because these are some, you know, great times to get that one-on-one father-son time. And so it's been a blessing. He's grown. He's big. He's fast. He really, really works hard. He's doing good in school, and hopefully he can stay healthy. We leave on Saturday to go out to Arizona State on Sunday, and
sweet,
and he'll keep it going. So,
what do you think of U.S. Bank Stadium? When you walk around and look at it, what do you like most?
You know, I look at it every day. I look at it every day, and I say that sincerely. I was just, you know, had an early breakfast meeting this morning, and I was telling someone to think that we actually played a football game in there in December of 2013. I mean, just you know, when you think about it, literally 30 months ago.
Yeah.
And so I'm just proud to be able to have a little small piece in this process to build this stadium. But, to, you know, people can say sometime that they saw something built. But to think about that, really, I saw this developed on paper. you know, to be in actually the negotiations associated, you know, with the authority and the political leaders to actually bring this to fruition, to help with the design, the construction, all on paper. And then to see the Metrodome come down and the U.S. Bank Stadium come out. And then when you look at that and see that turf in there and the seats, the purple seats, and the way that it's coming together, it is an absolutely beautiful stadium. And I can't say it enough, with the leadership of the Will family to be able to step up, continually step up from a financial standpoint, to put in the resource, to build an environment, to build a stadium. And it's all about really the fan experience. Our players are going to love it. Our coaches are going to love coaching there. But at the end of the day, all the extra effort that the Wolf family put in, the extra money, the time, energy, and the effort, they challenged us every day to build a building that was the best in the world, best in class, and it's all about the Vikings fan, and that's what I'm excited about. I'll be so excited the first day just to see the fans enjoying what it feels like to be able to watch a football game there.
Yeah, and you have a soccer game, you have a concert, then middle or later August you have that noon preseason game against San Diego, and I've shared this with players and or coaches or, you know, some other people around here. That game for the fans, that the early part of that game is going to have a regular season feel to
it.
I mean,
right.
People are going to be going nuts in that place. It's a preseason game, you know?
Right. And you know, if you see it from the outside, you really don't get a chance to really see what it looks like, what it feels like. But it really, really is a special building. You know, I'm excited to be able to get a chance to work in there. We have a great partner in U.S. Bank. We have some other great partners. It's going to be an incredibly special environment, and I'm just excited to, like I said, to have a little piece of the process. And even now, seeing the legacy ship going in and the bricks that are going to go in, when it's all said and done, it's going to be the best basically sports venue in the world.
Can I chat with you in the next segment?
Absolutely. I'm here. We can sleep here tonight.
I appreciate that, because I don't want to rush you out. This is Kevin Warren, Chief Operating Officer for the Minnesota Vikings. Much more to get into. We'll do that after this. A sit-down conversation from Winter Park on the exclusive Will Family Perch on a breezy yet beautiful Tuesday. For Minnesota Vikings organized team activities with 9 to noon, and yours truly, Paul Allen, and Minnesota Vikings Chief Operating Officer Kevin Warren chatting about the business side of it, some of the off-the-field activities, including something called Lucy Craft Lane Backpacks. What exactly is that?
Lucy Craft Lady is a great school in Minneapolis. And Greta and I developed a relationship with them probably 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. These kids are absolutely fabulous. And one of the things that, you know, they remind me of me when I was that age. I grew up in an environment that looked exactly like that.
Yeah.
And one of the things we wanted to do was to go and, quote, unquote, adopt an elementary school where it really would make a difference. And there's some kids there that have some challenges in life like all of us have or will at some point in time. And we thought one of the best ways to help them was to develop put together some backpacks with school supplies and get them off to a good start. So we'll be doing that again in August. We already got the date planned, and this year I think we'll eclipse the 3,000 backpack mark.
Sweet.
To help them from that standpoint. So I think at any day of the week, any day in your life that you can help back, help in some young kids, especially from an education standpoint, to get a better education, you make the world a better place.
Lucy Craft Laney Community School in Minneapolis. Speaking of off-the-field activities that I know are important to you, the Vikings took part in their annual playground build last Thursday at Monroe Art School in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. How are you behind that, and what's important to you about that?
Yeah, I mean, what's important is that when the Will family bought the team back in 2005, we sat down and had a planning session, and one of the things they talked about was develop programs that really impact the community. So we reached out and worked out a deal with a company called Kaboom, who really specializes in building playgrounds. And then we have a partnership with Toro. And so this was our 11th annual playground build. We've built 11 playgrounds that have really impacted and empowered over 30,000 kids in the Twin Cities area. And what it really does, it basically fits right in with the Play 60 program at the NFL, the importance of physical activity, getting kids outside and energized. And so it's a great deal. One, not only that it impacts the community, impacts the kids, but it also brings our franchise together to be able to get out there, all the way from our coaches to our players to our executives to our staff to ownership to come together and spend the day outside and build these playgrounds for these kids. So it's cool to be able to drive around different parts in St. Paul and Minneapolis and see these playgrounds. And that's really how I met Lucy Kraft-Laney, his elementary school, is that we had a playground build there 1 year, and I was able to connect and said, this is a school that we're really making a difference. So the people who are behind this, Brad Mattson, is really the spearhead to put this together. And Toro, who's a great partner, Kaboom, they do an absolutely fabulous job. Our players come out, we paint, we build, we dig. And so it's been an outstanding experience. We're working on something now where next year we're going to probably have a whole week of service where we'll do different service projects, a playground build on one day and something else. So, and again, back to the support that we receive from our ownership, back to the relationship that we have with this community that we absolutely love and appreciate, we want to give back as much as we possibly can.
And team initiatives with women and kids, I know, always not only have been important to the team, but very important to you. And since you became chief operating officer, from Mama Va to some other things the team has done, you know, you've been at the forefront of that. And what I think people should appreciate most about that, I know I do, is that in your position, you have to be focused not only on the now, but like what's coming up down the road, too, the cultivation of younger fans and younger business people who can help you and stuff like that.
Absolutely. One of the things I've tried to work hard on is not only our the year plan that we're in, but really looking out 3, 5, 7, and even 10 years down the road. I mean, I ask myself every day that I walk into Winter Park, what is this game? What does this business look like 10 years from now, you know, that we're dealing with from a fan experience? What does our fan look like? What does the gender of our fans look like? How do we pull them all together? So we're constantly trying to figure out ways to embrace our fans. One of the areas that's our focal point is women. I mean, I think probably about 45% of the NFL fans or season ticket holders are women. Same thing for us. And I think we can even drive that higher. And one of the things we did is we hired Tammy Krause last year, who had been our cheerleader coach here for 18 years, who still holds that role. But we promoted from, again, within, promoted her to our director of women's initiatives, and she's done an absolutely fabulous job. I mean, we've had monthly speakers. We have Bridget Brennan, who wrote the famous book Why She Buys, actually coming in to speak to our next women's huddle. We had the Mama Va breast lactation pods. I mean, we've done a lot of things with Matter More. We're really, you know, empowering, you know, women from that standpoint, doing all that we possibly can do. We have some relationships we're building with the Girl Scouts of America because, again, I mean, women are as passionate about football and about sports as men are. And at the end of the day, in most two-parent households or households that have a male and a female in it, or only females, women are making the determination and decision as far as what sports their kids play, how good they feel. And if we can help keep educating all parents, but also especially women, to let them know that football is a great game. It's a great game to build camaraderie. It's a great game to build strength. It's a great game for kids. And it's a safe game. We have a better chance of helping grow this business.
As we mentioned earlier, your son will be a senior at Minnetonka High School playing football. Have you as a dad and or you as a COO, not only working with a National Football League team, but always casting your gaze the way of kids and what they do and the lacrosse explosion and stuff like that, do you think, not only in the state of Minnesota, but nationally, Kevin, do you think it is a concern with fewer kids coming into football and kind of looking at football as too violent?
It is a concern. I mean, as far as not only football, but all sports. I just look back to when I grew up in Arizona. You know, coming along, we didn't have video games. And I look at the house that I grew up in, we had two televisions. We had one in the family room, and we had one in my parents' bedroom. We didn't have TVs. And so we spent a lot of time outside. You know, we were either playing basketball, we were playing baseball, we played kickball, we played wiffle ball, we played football, we rode bikes. I mean, we did all those things. So one of the things, a concern of mine now is that, you know, kids nowadays spend a lot of time inside. Yeah. And so I'm just a big believer. I'm never concerned about the safety of sports. I mean, you can, you know, people have been hurt tripping off a curve. So, you know, my deal is just to kids is we got to get more kids back, you know, into the environment of physical activity. Because I look at some of my life lessons that I have to use every single day, I learned from athletics, you know, from Pop Warner to Little League Baseball to, you know, high school, and I was blessed to be a student athlete in college. But still to this day, you know, the grit, determination, the hard work, setting goals, vision, the importance of teamwork, perseverance, all of those attributes I really learned from sports. And so I'm a big believer from a sports standpoint that really every kid should participate in sports.
And the premise of what you say is absolutely accurate, one dad to another. What would you say to those listening right now? Say they have a son or a daughter who is an 8th, 9th, or 10th grader. They played sports. Maybe it was in-house. Maybe it was a little bit of travel. But then they kind of got lost in the shuffle a little bit because, quite honestly, they just weren't good enough. So then now they are spending too much time inside. Mm-hmm. Like, what would some keys be to getting them more outdoors? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear. One of the things I recommend, and my wife Greta did an unbelievable job with our kids, is that we expose them to everything. I think one of the reasons why my daughter Perry, who's a student athlete at Occidental in college, and Powers, my son, have good balance, is that they were in gymnastics. Powers, yep, is a phenomenal hockey player. We put them in everything. They swam. And so what I would say to a parent is that just get your kids active.
Yep.
And not only get them active, become active with them.
Yeah.
And you may find something. You may have a world-class fencer, you know, in your household that you just don't know about, or a jockey, or, you know, a pole vaulter, whatever the case may be. But I just think physical activity is important. Because also it's just a way of life, you know, just from a longevity standpoint in your life, you need to get conditioned to be able to work on a daily basis. I look at what sports have done to my kids. I mean, it really has helped them to grow and to mature as people, to work out, to set a goal, to, again, like I said, have teamwork, to have camaraderie, to have to focus on your academics, because that's really what life is about. So I'm a big believer in sports, regardless of what it is. As parents, get your kids out there, support them, have camps. And that's one of the reasons why here at the Vikings we have these different camps. We're going to expand that whole program. We're going to put an emphasis on youth football. We have E.J. Henderson here who's working that. We're in the process of really even revamping our whole kind of social responsibility standpoint from a charitable giving standpoint. So you're going to see some really exciting things even toward the end of this year and into 17, 18, and 19 and 20, as far as what the Vikings here are doing in the community.
And when you start going 17, 18, 19, Kevin Warren, Chief Operating Officer, Minnesota Vikings, exclusive Will Perch, 9 to noon, the Egan practice facility, yes, the Egan workplace, that's going to be major for a lot of things you're doing. How's the progress?
The progress has been incredible. And, again, back to U.S. Bank Stadium, one of the great things that I admire and I appreciate working with the Wilfs on is that they live and they promote and they push and they challenge to be best in class. And so although it took us a little bit longer, and thank God for Lester Bagley and Steve Poppin and Steve LaCroix and Don Becker and Jeff Anderson, the way they worked over at the Capitol to get that stadium done. And from an Egan standpoint, it may be taking us a little bit longer, but you're going to see an unbelievable environment. And we have employees in three locations now. We have them at Winter Park. We have them in the Blue Building across the street. We have them at 1010.
Yep.
But just think about the energy and the synergy that we'll have where we're able to bring them all under one roof and to build a world-class practice facility. Mm-hmm. And if we're able to develop this acreage like we're planning, where we have, you know, mixed-use development and housing and hotels and all these different kind of things, it will be a destination. It's close to Mall of America. It's close to the airport. It's close to U.S. Bank Stadium. It will be a destination place for really Vikings fans around the world. But when you get all of those people in one roof, under one roof, and working together, becomes a special place.
You think we'll have an exclusive Wilf perch from which I can do my radio show overlooking practice?
We will absolutely have that, and I think
yes,
we could probably put your name on it somewhere on it.
Holy cow.
And again, but you
already have a brick at U.S. Bank Stadium. that's
right.
Enough.
Right. But so that's the one good thing about it. I mean, we're going to do this world headquarters practice facility, Egan, and it provides back to the kids so many opportunities. We're going to have what we're calling Skull Night, these major high school football games, where we'll have big rivalries. We'll have people from Vikings Entertainment Network teaching broadcasting to young high school people who can be the next PA from a radio standpoint. We'll have broadcasting. We'll be able to give out certificates. We're going to build this environment that is not only for the Vikings, but it's for the community. And, again, back to the kids. And I just visualizing kids in soccer outfits and lacrosse outfits,
yep,
you know, running around, learning.
Fencing
and growing.
Outfits.
Fencing. I mean, that's right. That's what I should have been, a fencer or a jockey. But so I just think that that's going to be an incredible environment. So I think to be able to open up the doors of U.S. Bank Stadium in 2016 and hopefully open up the doors to our Egan practice facility in 2018, what it does, it sets this franchise up literally for the next 30, 40, or 50 years that we'll have the best facilities and resources in all of professional sports.
That's all very enterprising and exciting, Kevin, except for the next PA part. I mean, I'm not exactly sure I'm ready for the next PA
20
part.
Years. I mean, 20 years.
Oh, 20 years.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Right. And you'll be emeritus. Right. You know, we'll have a, you
excellent.
Know, like in chair, we'll have a, like a chair for you, like in a school where we'll.
Excellent.
Right.
I
and
like chairs.
Maybe we can name something after you, like the PA radio program. How
okay.
about that?
That'd be sweet.
Your legacy lives forever.
Hey, with everything you're doing, at what stage with hosting Super Bowl 52, mm-hmm. is that like a talker this time of the year? Does that stuff come up, the planning and stuff like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, always. I mean, one thing about it, these things are such big events. You know, we've really been planning for the last couple years. But, again, instead of having quarterly meetings or meetings every other month, you'll start feeling the pace pick up, especially like once we open U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yep.
The pace of the Egan project and the pace of the Super Bowl and all those different things will pick up. But it is an exciting, exciting time to be a member of the Minnesota Vikings, you know, franchise, all the great stuff we have going on, and have a great football team, a great coaching staff. I mean, Rick Spielman and his staff have put together an unbelievable roster of people. So, you know, it's exciting. You really get a sense of that because someone – you know, you think about most of the people we deal with on a daily basis are affiliated with this franchise.
Yeah.
And but when you step outside, and as I said, when you get a chance to travel and meet different people, I mean, people around the country are recognizing what we're doing here, not only on the football field, but in the business community, but also from a public community. You know, the conversation and the video with Teddy and Obadiah was incredible. You know, I happened to be traveling that week, and people were talking about that. Even in Arizona. So, again, I count my blessings every day that I get up to have an opportunity to come in here to work for a great franchise starting my 18th season, and I can just taste, and I want to do everything that I possibly can from my standpoint to help this franchise to bring a Lombardi Trophy here to the Twin Cities.
Do owners, presidents, and or chief operating officers for other teams, and I'm not going to mention some of the teams that have had troubles getting stadium deals or new practice facilities or have had to put tarps over parts of their upper deck, mm-hmm. you know, because it's quite honestly they just couldn't fill them. Have they called you or the organization
yes.
and said, new, not only new stadium, new practice facility, squads heading in the right direction. How are you doing this?
Yes, well, one of the good things about the National Football League, and I give Commissioner Goodell a lot of credit, and Todd Lewicki, the chief operating officer of the NFL now, they've built a collaborative environment where teams want to help others. So, absolutely, we share ideas. It's just like there were other teams that helped us when we were starting this journey, but we're there to help people to build it because the better that we can make every one of these 32 teams, one of these franchises become – the better we are. And so, you know, this is a great game. This is a great business. It's incredible to be, you know, to be here working in this business. So, yeah, we do get a lot of phone calls. And, again, our talented people, one unique thing about this franchise, you think the longevity. Guys like Steve Poppin been here, you know, 18 years. This whole crew, we've been together from Rick Spielman to Rob Brzezinski to Steve LaCroix to Steve Poppin to Lester Bagley,
yep.
myself, Bob Hagan. I mean, there's a group of people here we have not had a lot of turnover. And so I think that goes back to the kind of the family atmosphere that the Wolves have built, that they encourage, they promote from within, they take care of their people. And there is no better place to be than the Twin Cities here and work for the Minnesota Vikings. I think this is the best franchise in the National Football League. We have the best fans, and we're glad to be able to just pull together and build an incredible, great stadium in U.S. Bank Stadium. We're going to do the same thing out in Egan. And we're going to make these fans proud and do all that we possibly can to bring a world championship here.
Last one, you do have a ring. And, you know, with the new stadium, off 11 victories, head coach, incredibly popular, incredibly good at what he does. Do you have the feel truly in your football-loving heart, Kevin, that there is something legitimately big brewing here with the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah, I mean, this is special. And, again, I think it comes back to the environment with the leadership, starting with ownership, to our senior executives. I mean, you look what Rick has done with his scouts and his staff, the relationship between Coach Zimmer and Rick and Rob from a salary cap standpoint, and Poppin and LaCroix and Bagley. I mean, all the folks that we've have here, I mean, that work together, there is something special because, again, once you kind of get the structure in place and the relationships in place and you get the right players in place, you know, you just build the environment. And that's what I really try to focus on every day from a business side standpoint, is really build the environment. If you build the environment and then you put talented people in positions and give them the resources and have them feel that they own a piece of this rock, then who knows what happens. And that's a great feeling. It's good to feel this way. So this is one of those years that I am truly, truly excited to see all this come together and come to fruition. And again, I think people here are as I tell my son on an everyday basis, stay humble, but stay hungry. And so I think that's what you see here. You see a lot of humility in this building. People work hard, but people are hungry here. And so they know at every level we all have a lot of work to do, and we're going to keep doing it and doing it with style, class, and grace.
Thanks for the chat.
Paul, thank you very much. I appreciate the time, and I say this sincerely. We get a chance to hear a lot of radio voices. We get a chance to deal with a lot of people, but we really appreciate what you do, what you stand for, how you do it. And you're fair, you're honest, you're tough, and you take this job seriously, and it goes a long way. And you are part of this great piece of what we're building here. And so it's glad to have you part, as we call it, in the Purple Treehouse. So
thank you.
Glad to be here.
Happy to be in the treehouse.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Kevin Warren, Chief Operating Officer, Minnesota Vikings. I'm Paul Allen, back in a flash.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Cop. Thanks for the nice work.
Yeah, I got a spot coming up.